Hello, my name is Carter Balliot. I'm 18 years old. Today is October 24th, 2020, and I'm speaking with Linda Balliot. She is my grandmother. I am recording in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, and she is over the phone recording in Pittsburgh. My first question for you today is, how would you describe yourself, and has this description changed throughout your life?
How would I describe myself? Let's see. Well, I'm female. I was an educator, elementary education, and now I'm basically still working at a pharmacy that my husband and I started. It is now Balliot's Family Pharmacy and Gift Shop, and I work there maybe 4 days out of the week part-time.
Okay, that's nice. Okay, so what was new technology that you had when you were little that generations before you would have liked to have had?
Boy, that's a good question. I would say probably the TV. I think was a big one. There's quite a few things. Telephones.
Do you have any good stories of, like, when you first got, like, these technologies? Like, any good interactions, like, with them?
Well, I mean, the telephone was around when I, you know. But I think, like, the technology today is just amazing, like what you have and what you can do with, like, when you say a phone today, it's different than when the kind of phone that I grew up with. And when you say, like, your phone can be a camera, can be, I mean, you can do FaceTime and things like that. It's just incredible where you think how far we've come.
It's like kind of like the definition of, like, the word phone has kind of, like, changed over time. Because of, like, how much more stuff it can do now. And especially, like, with the internet now, like, when that came about, and then you can use that then on your phone, too.
It's just amazing when you think back, you know, when the computer first came out, they were so big, the computers. Like, I know your grandfather had one in the store where he worked, and it was a huge thing. And then on weekends, he would have to, for the pharmacy, he would have to back up the computer, and he'd have to put these huge disks into the machine to back it up. And now today, I mean, the computers are so much smaller. It's just amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy how much things have changed.
And you just wonder, like, where are we headed? I mean, to think that your phones can take pictures, you don't need a camera anymore. I mean, it's right there on your phone. Wow, if you would have said this, like, to my grandparents, they'd probably just look at you like you're kind of crazy.
Well, that's kind of leading into my next question. Is there any technology now that you wish you had when you were younger?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you, like, if you wanted to, like, talk, or, if, like, say you wanted to communicate with a company or something, you either had to send them a letter or you'd have to call on the phone. Now, today, you can get right on the computer and email, and, you know, you're talking with them with, I don't know, it's just overwhelming sometimes.
A lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, what are some things that you think kids take for granted these days?
You mean with the new tech, with the technology that's
With
evolved?
anything, yeah. I mean, like, with the technology, just with, like, everything with the time that we're in. Like, maybe, like, an inconvenience, maybe, like, that you had when you were younger or something that,
Yeah.
like, kids don't even think about now.
Well, if you had like a project to do in school or something where you had to do research, you'd have to go to the library. You couldn't just go in your living room, sit down, and pull the information up on your phone. I mean, it's like you say, information is right at your fingertips right now.
Yeah, it's a
Otherwise,
lot
you'd have to,
easier.
go to the library, find the book, do the research, and write your report or whatever. Now you can do it, right at home on the internet, type it on your computer.
Yeah. Is there anything else do you think, like maybe not related so much to technology?
You mean that's changed?
Yeah, that kids just like don't really think about a whole lot.
It's like for kids today, as far as like being in contact, I mean, it's like
Yeah, like communication
it's I
with each
mean
other.
they're really in contact with each other more, I think, back than when I was growing up, because it would either be like a phone call, and then if you could reach them, if they would be home, you could talk to them. But nowadays, everyone has a phone, and when you call the number, they're there to answer, or Yeah, like we didn't have, like, when I first started growing up, we didn't have like an answering machine on our telephone. So if you dialed the number and they weren't there, you just had to try again in order to be able to try and connect with them.
Yeah. Well, I
And
even
I think kids today, I mean, they have no concept of that. They just,
Yeah.
type a number, and I mean, the person, the other end is usually there, because you can take your phone anywhere.
Yeah. In addition to that, we also have like all the social media platforms too that
Right,
people are always
exactly.
using. And I mean like even just like my mom and dad like when they dropped me off here at college, they were talking about like because my mom was in like this dorm hall, so she was talking about like how she would like get on the phone every night with my dad. And how she'd like need to stand over here next to the dresser and stuff because like the phone was on the wall. And she said that she had to like go into the closet for privacy. So it's just like, even in that way, it's changed a lot.
Yeah, certainly has.
Like, I don't even think about that now because it's just like anywhere you can just call anyone. You can access like any information anywhere.
It's at your fingertips.
Yeah, it
It's like
really
they say,
is.
reach out and touch someone.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can just like communicate like around the world.
Really. It's just amazing when you think, because I think a lot of times when different things like that goes on, as far as like the iPhones and what it can do, and I think, boy, if my grandparents, were alive today and you try to tell them about all this stuff, they probably just look at you like you're from Mars.
Yeah. So we've talked about a lot of things that have changed for the better over time from like when you would have been younger till now. So do you think there's anything that this generation has missed out on? Like something that's good that has kind of been lost over time?
I don't know so much. I don't know. Today seems so much busier than when when I grew up. I mean, we did, it seems like we did more things family oriented. We
Okay.
weren't, today the pace of the world is so fast that it seems everyone is in high gear, and there's really like when we grew up, it was like, I think it was more relaxing.
Okay. It was more laid back. You didn't have
Yeah.
like 30 places to be on Saturdays.
Right. And then we did a lot of things like families together, and I don't think there's as much of that today as there was then.
Okay. So like not as much family oriented stuff.
Right.
And that's probably because like people are more connected with others now
Right.
outside of the family.
Yep.
And you're
Yep.
able to communicate a lot easier.
Right. Yep.
That's interesting.
And I think a lot of today there's more, like you say, like communicating through the phones and stuff rather than actually
Like,
having the person in front of you
yeah.
carrying on a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
Yeah.
and over quarantine, I feel like we saw, like, a lot more of that even, too.
Right.
Because,
Exactly. Yes.
like, that switched us from, like, well, yeah, like, people always communicate over the phones and stuff, but then for, like, quarantine, it was, like, a must. Like, you don't even have the choice anymore then to, like, have that in-person interaction.
Yeah. But you know, during the quarantine, believe it or not, there was aspects of that that I really liked
Yeah.
because things slowed
It
down.
slowed down. Yeah. So did that make you think then like of how it like a little bit like how it used to be then? Like
Exactly.
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
People
I
were
see that.
home. They weren't out
Yeah.
running or, you know,
Yeah, people didn't have somewhere to be all the time.
Yep.
They could just
There
relax.
were parts of it I really liked.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the quarantine was awesome because it was just laid back, didn't have anywhere to be.
Right.
Just chill out in the house. And I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. And yeah, like you said, like there's a lot more family oriented things I think, since we were just in the same house for so long.
Right.
You know, like finding different things to do.
Right. And that reminded me of, you know, when I grew up.
Yeah, because like we started going out on hikes then, because we have
Right.
time. Because like before, you know, we'd always have somewhere to be, something to do. But then,
Right.
like for quarantine, we just didn't. So we could have more time to spend together.
Right.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely positive sides to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, another question. As a society, do you think we're making progress toward a better future? Or do you think that there was a point in time, before now that we would have been better off? So, like, basically, I don't know how to say it really any better. It's just, yeah, so, like, things are constantly improving, or at least we're trying to improve upon them. And do you think that there's any time in, like, any aspect of our life, like politically, socially, technologically, that was like better in the past than what it was now?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I think all the new things that are coming out, I think, you know, there's positive things. The technology and stuff is improving. It's making things better. Yeah.
Yeah, we are. It does seem like we're constantly improving. It's just like sometimes I think like I don't know. Just like I know like with sometimes like when new technology comes out, at least like for like the phone, it's like is that really an improvement or is that 'cause it's like you I think over time the overall like arc of it is getting better, but it's like sometimes I feel like you take a step back or two.
Right. But I think that's how success and achievement is. You can't have positive, you
Okay.
know, go ahead, you've got, you'll
Yeah.
learn by it.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to make like a few mistakes here, like
Right.
trying
We
to
learn through
improve.
our mistakes, yes.
Okay. Okay, did anything happen during your life that you could have never expected to happen? And if so, what was it?
I guess for me, when I think of it, is the wearing of face mask. I would have never thought. I mean, no.
Yeah.
I think this whole COVID and the shutdown of the economy. No, I would have never guessed that.
Is there anything on like like a more like I don't know how to say it, like a personal path, like in specific to like your life, that like anything like from when you were younger, like something that like guided you in a certain direction and like made you into the person that you are today, as opposed to like if you would have done something different, like you would have became someone different.
Well, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher, so as far as that, I followed that path. And then I guess you could say, like, eventually, like, I gave up the teaching part of it, and I helped your pap. We started our business, and I
Okay.
helped him in the pharmacy each day, and we built the business over the years. Yeah.
So how is that transition from like the teaching to like working in the pharmacy?
How did it change?
Yeah, was it like a slow transition or was it more like abrupt?
No, it was kind of slow. I started out, he worked in the pharmacy and then for someone else, and then I was doing a lot of substituting at the time, and then it was getting to the point where he didn't have the freedom to have time off.
Okay.
And really what we wanted to do is we didn't want that to happen to your dad,
Yeah.
following in his tracks. So we said, why don't we start our own business where we can control our own destination?
Okay.
So I kind of gave up the idea of teaching and I went to work with him and we opened our own business.
Okay. What were when you said that like you always wanted to be a teacher, like what were like the major draws to that job that you wanted to be a teacher?
I guess I just wanted to work with kids. It was always when I was younger with my siblings, I'd want to play school, and
Ah, play school.
it's just something. And I guess really what drew me to that is I had teachers that I really looked up to, I guess, in like third and fourth grade, that I just wanted to be like that teacher and
Okay.
work with kids.
That's nice, that's nice. So they were like kind of like your role models and
Right,
you just wanted to
yeah.
kind of be like them.
Right.
What were like some of the advantages you think like when you started doing pharmacy work?
I think when we started doing pharmacy, it was like we had started our business. We could be our own boss.
Okay.
We could control the amount of time. I mean, we both had the same work ethic, that
Yeah.
whatever we did, we were in it and we gave it,
Mm
everything. So we thought, we'll just do it for ourselves now, and we were glad we did.
yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you had more freedom when like you said that like you were your own bosses then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did have someone telling you're going to do this today, like come into the store and say, you have to move this display over here, because I had worked in the store. I had worked in a drugstore when I was going to college.
Okay.
And I could see, like one day, like the big guys would come in and they wanted this moved and that moved, and everything had to be, by like a Christmas time, like displays had to be up, and it's like when you have your own business, you decide
yeah.
what you want to do when you want to do it.
Yeah. So, you said about college. Where did you go to college?
I went to Bloomsburg.
Okay. Pennsylvania. You went to Bloom. I feel like I knew that. I don't remember, though.
Yeah.
And where did my pap go to school?
He went to Temple.
He went to Temple. Okay. Mm-hmm. I kind of remember that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. So when you were younger, where did you think you would be at this time? And did you expect your life to go in this direction?
No.
No.
I thought I would be at a time when, your pap, we would be retired.
Mm-hmm.
And we could come and go when we wanted to. And then I never expected to be for him to pass on and I would be by myself at
Yeah. Kind of some unexpected turns.
Right.
Going back to younger years again, do you have any good stories that your grandparents used to tell you? Or any good stories that you have, like, of your grandparents?
Remember, I had a grandmother that lived down in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And when we were kids, my sister and I went down to stay with her, which we didn't do very often because we were homebodies and we didn't like to stay away from home.
Yeah.
And they took us down there, and what happened is my sister crawled up in a tree, started crying. She wanted to go home. So I guess what happened is we didn't stay there as long as we were supposed to. They came and got us. Because we got homesick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Can't think of anything offhand right now.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to think about.
Was that?
Nothing. I was just saying it's kind of hard to think about.
Yeah.
Just think, is there any, like, good story that you would want to tell me?
Like, about what?
Just, like, about anything.
Well, we used to do a lot of camping.
Oh.
We would rent a cabin.
Yeah.
And there would always be another family, like my mom's sisters, they would take their family, and there'd be many weekends we'd be in the mountains camping. And this one time there was a bunch of kids, and we were outside, and it was this time of year, and it was very dark being in the woods, and we were doing a race around the cabins. And what happened is one of the adults turned off the light in the cabin, and we all were out running around. We didn't know where we were.
Yeah.
And that's a little scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of, it's kind of really, we just got the camper, too.
Uh-huh.
No, the camper. My mom's always been talking about it.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Mhm. Yeah, that'll be fun to, like, go out camping on our own.
Yeah.
On, like, our own camper now, because, like, we'd always borrow a friend's camper. But now you can actually call it, like, your home away from home.
Right. Yeah, you'll enjoy that.
What is your happiest memory? And why are you so fond of this memory?
My happiest memory was, I think, there's a couple, I would say, getting married. And having a child, and then the grandchild. children.
Okay.
Yep.
That's nice. Okay, a little bit of a different question now. Going from the happiest memory, not worst memory, but along the lines of fear, like, what is your biggest fear, and what is something that can comfort you against this fear?
My biggest fear. Well, I think when you're all of a sudden, you've been with someone for like 46 years and then you're on your own, there's a lot of uncertainty and fear out there, especially like with this COVID and with the election coming up.
It's
like, yeah. And I guess the comfort is in knowing that the Lord is always with you.
Okay.
And you've got to turn to Him. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
He will be there for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always that one, like, steadfast thing that stays through everything.
Right.
Yeah. And also, it's just like, are you visiting Aunt B right now?
I am.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm sure that probably helps a little bit too.
Yeah.
Being with others.
Right.
Is there anything that you were told as a kid, like any lesson that an older person, like parents or grandparents, would tell you that like had an actual like effect on you that you actually took to heart and actually thought about?
I guess something that I tell you guys is you never give up.
Okay.
You want to hold on to that no matter what. You just, you know, you never give up. You keep trying to do your best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just keep trying. Was that shown, like, in any particular way? Or is that just, like a lesson that they taught you, like, when you were young?
Yeah, that was kind of like a rule of thumb, if you want to say. It was like, you know, you achieve the highest you can, and you just never give up. You just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep trying.
Yeah. That's how it is now, I think. Is there any lesson that you learned, not really like, not necessarily like that, but like a lesson that was learned through experience? Something that you learned over time?
Let's see. Can't think of anything right now. As far as a lesson that was,
okay, that's fine, that was good. Okay, yeah, we already touched up on this question then too. Yeah, just like what is an important lesson that you have learned throughout your life?
I didn't quite hear what you said. What is a what?
What is an important lesson that you learned throughout your life?
An important lesson.
Just to never give up, right?
Always be kind.
Always be kind.
Just there's something good about everybody. You just sometimes it's a little bit harder to find.
Okay.
But it is.
Yeah. Okay. What would your words of wisdom be to like future generations, like that would come after me, and yeah, just like further down the road?
Well, I guess number one is you never give up. There's always hope. Have faith. someone trying. You know, everyone is, there's no losers. There's something good in everyone.
Okay. Good, good. Okay, my next question for you is, do you have any favorite stories from school? Like, when you were going to school, is there anything that you can think of that stands out?
Favorite stories at school?
Yeah. And I guess since you were a teacher, it can be from when you were a teacher or when you were a student.
Well, when I was a student and I was in elementary school, it was a building where there were basically, it was two rooms. Mm-hmm. And the one room was like, we had first and second grade in the same room.
Okay.
One side of the room was first grade, the other side was second grade. And then across the hall, there was another large room, and then we would have third grade and fourth grade. So we actually had, you know, the two grades in the room. So when the teachers were teaching, like when I was in third grade, and we went over a lesson, then we were given something to do, and then she went to the other side of the room and basically was teaching fourth grade. Hmm. A lot of times I would listen in.
Okay.
And it's like you kind of got two lessons in one, if you want to say. I remember one time parents used to come to and sit in on the class a certain time of the year or something, and
mm-hmm.
My third and fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Benfer, she was a big one on flashcards.
Mm.
So she would have us stand and go around the room flashing these cards. And so we were doing multiplication, going around the room, and if you missed, you had to sit down.
Okay.
So it kept going, 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 and I was the last one standing.
Nice.
Yeah, and she kept flashing the cards as fast as she could, and she couldn't get me down. So I remember her taking the pack of cards and holding them up in the air, and she said, if there's any parent here that would like to, you know, help out, feel free. But no one did, so it was just, for me, as a, you know, a fourth grader, I was proud of myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could stand there and do that, yeah. That's yeah. One thing I remember. And then when we would go out to recess, which was right near the school, the back of the school, it was just a very small building. When it was time to come in, we didn't have the bells and things like they do today.
Yeah.
The electric bells. We had it was a big bell.
An actual bell.
On top of this platform, and then we took turns ringing the bell. Like if that was our week to ring the bell, then we'd ring the bell when recess was over.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I really, when you're talking about, like, education and stuff like what it used to be, I really enjoyed having two grades in one room.
Okay.
Yeah, I really, I think kids really can benefit from that as far as, like I said, listening to what's going on in, you know, like the fourth grade
yeah.
lesson, what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like that. And that's something they don't have today at all.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, when...
Now, today,
how did that
they
work?
Have, like, the virtual learning. Like, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you would have told us years ago that you're going to have this thing like a TV set, like a monitor, and you can, you know, see the teacher on there and she'll
yeah.
be teaching a lesson, you'd say, wow, that's far out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, like... when I was in elementary school, we'd have games like that where you'd, I don't even know what they were called. I think there was like an Around the World or something like that.
Oh, yes, I know, yeah.
Where, like, yeah, you'd stand up and then you'd get out and you sit down, stuff like that.
Yeah. So I was, you know, I was pretty proud of that. And another time, something in school, which, I remember it was in fifth grade. And my teacher told me that I was the best handwriting she had ever seen for a student. So
yeah,
that was another proud moment that I stood yeah. out for me.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's something I don't even think they really teach anymore is penmanship.
Not really, no. I mean,
and that's, I think we're good. I think that is wrong.
Yeah. Now, for that writing, was that in cursive or was that just normal writing?
No, that was cursive.
That was cursive.
Yeah.
See, they like, they barely even teach that.
Now I hear that they don't do that anymore, and I think that's a big mistake.
Yeah.
I really don't understand it.
Yeah. Do you think that'll be lost over time? Like, even more so? Like, do you think they'll eventually just stop teaching cursive?
You mean bring it back into the curriculum again?
Well, like, I don't know, like, where do you think cursive's gonna stand, like, in the future? Do you think it'll become more important again, or, like, keep on fading?
I think it's, I totally am baffled why they would have ever stopped something like that.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I guess maybe because of computers, and you can type on a computer, but still think you need that ability to, I don't know, it's, I'm baffled on that.
Yeah, because, like, I only learned it in, like, third grade, probably. And now I pretty much only know how to sign my name.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
That's weird. I mean, I don't know. It's like one of the basic things that you learn in school, and I don't see how they figure that.
Yeah.
That it's not important to teach.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can still read it. It can be hard to read. It takes me a while, but I can read it.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question is, what does your future hold? So we've talked about, like, in the past, talking about where you would be now. So now that you're here, where do you think you'll be in the future?
Eventually, I won't be working. Mm-hmm. I'll be retired, but I really haven't thought about it so much as going through the loss and not, you know. I guess I just look like keeping up with the grandkids and watching them grow, watching you guys grow up, and doing things, you know, as long as I can with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Because family is a very important part, I think, I feel, of a person's life.
And, yeah.
Yeah, being together and doing things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the worst thing you have ever done?
I'd say the worst thing I ever done was to go through losing my, your pap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And last question here for today. I have, how has your view on religion changed throughout your life? So, like, from your from when you were younger, probably to, like, I don't know, like, teenager, I guess, and then from there to, like, now.
Well, we, you know, when we were younger, of course, we went to Sunday school. We went to, like, when there was Bible school, we went to Bible school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over the years, your like, my faith just kept getting stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, and then when you go through something like a loss, it's like, it's almost like you're tested. It's like now you have, you know, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's like,
yeah.
I know that, you know, in order to, for me to keep going, you just have to rely on the Lord to be with you.
And I mean, it's kind of like,
I think it grow your faith. My faith has just grown more.
Yeah, that's good.
I've grown closer to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. I feel like in that way, it's almost like as you're growing up, like, you see other people going through tough times like this, and it's like
right.
You're always there for them, and then, like,
right.
It's something different than when you actually need to go through that yourself.
Right. Yeah.
And it gives you a new perspective on that, I think. Like when you were so in college, how do you think your faith was changed through college? Do you think like it was developed further, or do you think it kind of got like off track a little bit?
No, I can't say that. I didn't get off track, but I could see where people, some of the things that go that was goes on at colleges and stuff that people can get off the wrong track if they get around the wrong people. But as far as like any temptations there that I didn't, you know, fell into, no, I guess I was a good girl. I don't know.
So you were like able to, you're able to spot out the places where other people will be going wrong, but not really doing that yourself.
Right.
That's good. That's good.
I think today, though, when you're talking about like comparing what I went through as a youngster, I don't think there's as much as I know when I was growing up, they had like what they called like a 4-H club. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
I've never heard of that.
And matter of fact, I belonged to two different ones, and the one was we would get together like I don't know if it was like once a week or something, and we would have like the cooking, and we'd get together with other girls that did cooking, and we had a booklet that we went through, and we were taught how to bake, how to make a meal. That was kind of interesting. And then at the end, of course, you went to a fair and you took something that you made. And then it was graded, and I did the cooking, and I did the sew. Excuse me, I did the sewing. And I think things like that that tell you those skills like that, I don't see where that's happening today in society.
I mean, I don't really think that I have any of those skills. I mean, there were, I guess, like food classes that you could have took in high school, but like I never took any of those. And it's like even simple things like writing checks and like writing letters and stuff like that out. Like we didn't really touch up too much on that in high school.
Yeah, well, when I went, even back in school, they had what they called home ec, and then they would teach you sewing and they would teach you like cooking in school. And I guess today they really, that's not a real big thing, I guess.
No.
And I think they're missing out on something like that. I think you've got to be taught, you know, I think kids have to be taught things like how to write out a check. That we were never taught in school that I remember. But it's like the basic things that you go through day by day. I think, you know, kids should be taught.
Now, did you have like, I'm trying to think, I don't even know like when any of these things came around, but like I know like in my school, like we didn't have like those kinds of classes, but like related to college, I guess you could see more like degree focused classes that we were able to take. Like I took like 4 years of computer aided drafting, and now I'm like looking at being an engineer, so it's like that kind of stuff would be like carried through kind of through high school.
Right. Hey, I'll tell you one that it's kind of, when you said that, it kind of made me think, and you'll probably laugh at it. We had like a, I forget what they call it, like, we had typewriters. And we had to see, like, you went in there and you had to see how fast you could type.
Typing
And that was
class.
actually a class. And when you think of that, you don't hear that
No,
today.
I mean, my mom would tell me about like she had like to type up her papers in college on like a typewriter. And
Right, yes.
if you'd make a mistake, it's
There was
like,
no spell check like they have today.
yeah. Like the computer, you just type it up really fast, and then you can go back in and edit it. But back then, it had to be like final on the first try.
Now, if you did make a mistake or something, you'd have to take the paper out of the rollers in the typewriter, and then you'd have to erase it, put it back in, and
Okay. Well, that's about all the time today. So thank